This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A bipartisan group of governors working to strike compromise on hot-button policy issues will take on the health care question at an event today. Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich, Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper of Colorado, and Alaska Governor Bill Walker, an independent, are among governors scheduled to headline a briefing at the National Press Club in Washington to discuss their latest ideas for improving the nation's health care system. The governors urged the federal government to restore insurer subsidies that were stopped by President Donald Trump, triggering sharp increases in premiums this year. They also seek more outreach to help sign people up for coverage. Last year, the Trump administration slashed the ad budget for the Affordable Care Act's 2018 sign-up season. The governors also recommend action to shield insurers from the full cost of treatment for patients with very expensive conditions. A loan to pay outstanding construction costs at the Hall of Fame Village in Canton is still pending. The Starr County Port Authority postponed a vote yesterday because the loan documents are still in draft form. More than $8 million have yet to be paid to companies that worked on the second phase of Benson Stadium. The repository reports executives at an electrical contractor are giving the village until next week to secure the loan, which could be as much as $100 million. An oil company that lost nearly $5 billion in 2016 says it ended last year with a profit. Oklahoma City-based Chesapeake Energy is drilling on more than 900,000 acres in Ohio's Utica Shale. The repository reports the company sold more than $1 billion in assets and laid off about 400 workers. Average daily production decreased 14% last year. Chesapeake CEO says the company plans to further reduce its debt by up to $3 billion this year. Chesapeake has drilled more than 700 wells in the state. Attorneys are trying to lower the $5 million bond set for a Starr County doctor accused of overprescribing pain medications that killed two patients. Dr. Frank Lazzarini is charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter and nearly 200 counts related to drug trafficking. Lazzarini's attorneys argue his bond is excessive and want to get him out of jail while he awaits trial. They plan to enter a plea of not guilty and ask for a bond reduction at the arraignment today. The Franklin County Prosecutor's Office is taking over the investigation into last month's shooting outside a Cleveland bowling alley. A 21-year-old man was fatally shot outside Corner Alley in University Circle after a fight broke out. Sergeant Dean Grazioli shot the man, who later died while being treated at university hospitals. The State Attorney General's Office and the Summit County Prosecutor's Office both declined to take the case. Franklin County prosecutors will present evidence to a Cuyahoga County grand jury. The grand jury will then determine whether or not Grazioli's use of deadly force was justified. A bipartisan bill intended to help curb the state's opioid epidemic by increasing penalties for soliciting prostitutes has been introduced in the Ohio House. Democratic Representative Adam Miller and Republican Representative Jim Hughes introduced the bill that would increase the penalty for solicitation from a third degree to a first degree misdemeanor. Potential jail time would increase from 60 to 180 days. The Columbus Dispatch reports a separate bipartisan sister bill would increase the potential fine for so-called Johns from $500 to $2,500. A state lawmaker moved Thursday to force a thorough review of Ohio's medical marijuana program as questions pile up over its process for selecting grower applicants. Republican Senator Bill Coley of Cincinnati proposed legislation that would require State Auditor Dave Yost to conduct and release a performance audit of the program. The bill holds up grower, processor, and tester licenses until program flaws can be addressed. The program is supposed to be up and running by September 8th, and Coley said this bill would not affect that timing. The Ohio Department of Commerce acknowledged last week that a scoring error led to one company's inadvertent exclusion from the list of the dozen big marijuana growers receiving provisional licenses. Structural engineers say a 145-year-old building in Medina's historic district that partially collapsed this week can be saved. The Medina Gazette reports that although the back wall of the brick building collapsed on Monday, experts say the damage did not affect the integrity of the rest of the structure. The block in front of the building reopened Wednesday after being closed in case of additional collapse. A pipeline company denies that it's the source of an industrial solvent found in water samples at a worksite in northeast Ohio. The Canton Repository reports that Rover Pipeline says the tetrachloroethane found at its drilling site on the Tuscarawas River came from polluted surface water. The Ohio EPA has asked Rover to collect more samples to determine the source of the agent used in degreasing and dry cleaning. Rover has racked up $2.3 million in fines for numerous environmental violations, including spilling 2 million gallons of drilling mud in a sensitive wetland. Five Alliance High School students face charges of making false alarms after they were overheard discussing plans to shoot up the school. Police say the students talked about obtaining weapons and even blocking exits, but there was no evidence they tried to get any guns or act on the plan. The Canton Repository reports that the freshman students, all 15 years old, say they were only joking. Students were taken to the juvenile detention center in Canton. 11 of Starr County's 17 school districts have had students arrested for making threats in the past week. It's according to the Starr County Educational Service Center. The Columbus Dispatch reports two Central Ohio high schools are closed today after receiving threats. A physician-owned hospital says it plans to hire around 500 employees at a new 60-bed facility in Fairlawn. The new Crystal Clinic Orthopedic Hospital is scheduled to open in 2020. CEO Ronald Sunkin tells the Beacon Journal the new $100 million hospital has been a decade-long goal for the system. The Crystal Clinic has been leasing two floors at SUMA's St. Thomas Hospital since 2009. Sunkin says the new facility may be the only freestanding specialty orthopedic hospital in Ohio. Property tax revenue will be split between Akron, Fairlawn, and Revere schools. Crystal Clinic currently has 12 locations and around 1,000 employees. Union workers in Northeast Ohio will head to Columbus this weekend for the Working People's Day of Action. And while they're there, union workers plan to rally for the U.S. Supreme Court to rule against a case they say threatens funding for public sector unions. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments Monday on whether states like Ohio can have so-called agency shop agreements. Those agreements require workers who choose not to join a union to pay a fee that must be less than membership dues. This is WKSU.